The Jack Benny Program. Quality of product is essential to continuing success. LSMFT. LSMFT. LSMFT.
Sure thing.
That's right.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
At 41, sold American.
Independent tobacco experts know who buys what tobacco. Mr. Ed L. Isaacs, independent tobacco expert and warehouseman of Lebanon, Kentucky, said,
I smoke Lucky's for the same reason that so many other tobacco men smoke them. Simply because I have seen Lucky's buy fine tobacco. And I've smoked Lucky's for 13 years.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
National Broadcasting Company.
S.A. Operator, can you tell me what's on the air at 4 o'clock today?
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny.
Who?
Jack Benny. Gee, Mabel, that's the sixth one today. Well, I'm still ahead. I've got eight. Oh, you're always lucky. You won last year, too. Yeah, Mr. Benny ought to know better than open his program during the hunting season. Yeah. National Broadcasting Company.
Say, operator, can you tell me what's on the air at 4 o'clock today?
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny.
Who?
Jack Benny. Hey, Mabel. What? This one must have used a knife. Yeah, I'll be glad when today is over so I can go home and take off this black dress. Yeah. And it's so hard to talk through this veil. Yeah. Hey, Mabel, look at the switchboard. Jack Benny's dressing room is cooling. Shall I take a guy to it, or do you want to get it? What's the difference? He's not going to kill himself anyway. Yeah, them that should won't. Yeah. Yes, sir?
Operator, this is Jack Benny. With a change of time today, I'd like to check my watch. What time is it, please?
It's 20 minutes to 3.
20 minutes to 3? That's funny. I've got 20 minutes to 4.
Well, hold on. Mabel, what time have you got? 20 minutes to 5. But I've got 20 minutes to 3. No, no, Gertrude. You moved your watch back an hour and you're supposed to move it ahead. Gee, are you dumb? I'm not as dumb as Mr. Benny. He didn't move it at all.
Operator, I heard that, and I'm going to report you.
That Gertrude thinks she's smart. What a telephone operator. She's a lousy dancer, too. Well, I better hurry and get ready. After all, it's 20 minutes of something. All Rochester's fault. I told him to time change at 2 o'clock in the morning to set all the clocks in the house and my watch, too. Anyway, I better get ready. I wish NBC would give me a better dressing room. This tile floor is so cold on my bare feet. Now, let's see. Where did I put my... Oh, so you finally got here.
Hello, boss!
Rochester, you know this is my first program. I'm nervous and excited. Why do you have to be late?
Late? I got 20 minutes to two.
Well, no wonder our watches are all mixed up, and it's your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, what were you supposed to do at 2 o'clock this morning?
At 2 o'clock this morning? Oh, I did that, boss.
You did what?
I tiptoed into your room and put a hot water bottle on your feet.
Is that all you did?
Well, I must confess, boss, I tickled your toes a little.
Oh, was that you?
Yeah, and when I saw the way you had your arms around that pillow, I figured you were expecting something.
Rochester, I always sleep with my arms around the pillow.
I know, but last night you looked at it and said, don't you think two can live as cheap as one?
I said that to the pillow?
Yeah, then I waited 3 minutes, and when it didn't answer, I walked out.
No, darn, I do the silliest things in my sleep. Imagine talking to a pillow. Rochester, why didn't you wake me up?
I hated to cut in, boss. You were dancing.
Well, I just had one of those nightmares. I'm always nervous before an opening broadcast. Gee, I hope the rest of the gang is here. By the way, Rochester, did you call Mr. Harris like I told you to?
Yes, boss, but they said he hasn't been home for 2 weeks, and they gave me this number.
Okay, I'll call it. Probably Phil's office. I bet he's been knocking himself out for the last 2 weeks making special musical arrangements.
Joe's pool room.
Joe's pool room.
Snooker games arranged for schnooks.
What?
Radar cuspidors you can't miss.
Look, will you please let me talk to Phil Harris?
I don't know nobody here by that name. What does he do?
He's an orchestra leader. It says in his contract.
Oh, him.
Yes, him. Tell him his boss wants to talk to him.
Okay. Hey, Goldilocks, Kay Kaiser's on the phone.
Kay Kaiser?
How do you like that? And right in the middle of a game. Hold everything.
Hello, Casey.
Phil, this is Jack C.
Who?
Jack Benny.
Oh, hiya, Jackson. What's up?
What's up? We go on the air in 15 minutes. You're in a pool room. Why aren't you here at the studio?
I can't be in two places at the same time.
Of course not.
If I could, I'd be at the racetrack, too.
I suppose how you attend a business hanging around pool hall, you should be rehearsing your orchestra. Now, Phil, you better have a good band number for our opening program.
Don't worry about the music, Bub. I got a brand new tune I'm going to play called That's What I Like About the North.
The North?
Yeah, 5,000 arrangers in the country, and I had to hire a Yankee.
Well, I'm glad you got something new. Now, Phil, you know how nervous I am, so get over here, will you?
Sure, Jackson. I'll be over as soon as I finish this game.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, Mom, it's your shot.
Rochester, I got to go across the stage to Miss Livingston's dressing room. I'll see you later. Oh, hello, Gildersleeve.
Hello, Jack. Come on, Leroy.
I'm that Leroy. I bet he's Gildersleeve's father. Oh, hello, Larry.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Well, are you nervous, kid?
Oh, a little bit, but I'll be all right when I get into my song.
Sure you will. Oh, by the way, Larry, I forgot all about it. Congratulations. You got married, didn't you?
Yes, Mr. Benny, about 2 weeks ago.
Well, I hope you'll be very happy. Where did you meet the pillow? I mean, the girl. where did you meet the girl?
Oh, her mother introduced us.
Oh, her mother?
Yeah, I wish she'd go home already.
I know. I know how you feel. Well, go ahead and rehearse your song, kid. Go ahead.
Till the end
as stars are in the blue. Long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you'll love and live for till the end of time. Take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you'll love and live for till the end.
That was fine. Now I'm going down to Miss Livingston's dressing room. I'll see you right before the show. And congratulations again on your marriage.
Thanks.
You know, kid, I was kind of toying with the idea myself, you know. Derry, do you find that two can live as cheaply as one?
They can if one of them's a pillow.
Rochester, what are you doing here?
I'm trying to find out what time it is.
Oh, well, see you later, Larry. Yum dum da dum dum dee da dum. I mean, ya da 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 dum da dum da dum dum dee da da dum.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you any way I want.
You do, and I'll slap your face, you beast.
Slap my face, will you? The last woman to slap my face never tried it again.
Don't you threaten me. I'll have you arrested and thrown in jail for the rest of your life.
Go ahead. Call a cop. You can't frighten me.
One more word out of you, and I will.
Ya-da-da-da-da. Ta-da. See, that's a shame. That happens every time John sees his other wife. Oh, well. Let's see, which is Mary's dressing room? Oh, here it is. Oh, Mary! Mary, may I come in?
Just a minute, Jack. I'm not dressed yet. Pauline.
Yes, Miss Livingston.
Help me slip into my dress. Mr. Benny wants to come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes.
Is he going to be on your program again this year?
Pauline, it isn't my program. It's Mr. Benny's, and Mr. Benny is a star. I just work for him, and he pays me a very nice salary. Not as much as I pay you, but a very nice salary.
Well, if I were you, Miss Livingston, I'd quit.
Now, wait a minute, Pauline. You don't understand. As a matter of fact, when I first went to work for Mr. Benny, I was 19 years old. And he promised me a raise just as soon as I reached my 28th birthday.
Your 28th birthday? Gee, did you remind him of it?
No, the raise wasn't worth admitting it.
Larry, I'm waiting.
Just a minute, Jack. Pauline, how does my dress look?
It looks all right, Miss Livingston, but if I were you, I'd wear it a little shorter. You have such pretty legs.
Oh, thanks, Pauline.
It's too bad you only have two of them.
What?
Well, what I mean is, when you've got something so nice, it's too bad you can't have more of it.
Well, believe me, Pauline, any girl who has nice legs is perfectly satisfied with just two of them. After all, who'd look at a girl with three legs?
Everybody.
Just a minute.
Pauline, hand me my makeup kit.
Here you are.
Thank you. Oh, look at that. I must have forgotten my cold cream, my nail polish, and my eyeshadow. We wanted to look so nice for our first show.
Mary!
All right, you can come in now. Hello.
Hello, Mary. Well, I'm all ready for the show.
Gee, you look nice.
Thanks. Here's your cold cream, your nail polish, and your eyeshadow.
Benny, the next time you want to borrow those things, ask for them.
I didn't borrow them. When we changed dressing rooms, you forgot them. Anyway, we better get on the stage. It's 4:08.
I've got 3:08.
Well, you must be wrong. Now, come on. I'm nervous, anyway. See, look, Mary, they got the stage set up pretty nice, haven't they?
Yeah.
I wonder if this microphone is working. See, look how low they've got it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Woof, woof. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jack, you're talking into the doorknob.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I'm so nervous. I always am on the first show.
Oh, the first show has nothing to do with it. You're always nervous.
I am not.
Look what happened last week when you read in the Pasadena paper the world was coming to an end.
That didn't bother me at all.
Then why were you wearing that asbestos suit?
Mary.
And walking around with that harp under your arm.
I wasn't taking any chances, sister. Now, don't embarrass me in front of the orchestra, will you?
All right, everybody, move over. Move over. Clear the stage. Come on, come on.
What?
You too, Benny. Step aside, step aside.
Yes, sir.
Somebody grab those chairs.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I never saw him here before. Who is that, Mary?
Oh, he sweeps up around here.
Oh. Well, why is he wearing those striped pants and that silk hat?
Maybe he's going to call on MacArthur.
Him? But his eyes don't.
Oh, forget it, Jack.
Imagine sweeping up now 6 minutes before the show.
Yeah, there'd be a lot more to sweep up after the show.
You're certainly sharp today, kiddo. Oh, look, here's John Wilson over there rehearsing by himself.
Yeah.
The Lucky Strike program starring Don Wilson with Mary Livingston, Jack... Say, the Lucky Strike program starring Don Wilson. Oh, no, I'd never get away with it.
What are you doing, Don?
Hi, Jack. Hello, Mary.
John, what were you doing?
Oh, I was just rehearsing. The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Well, that's swell, Don, but you shouldn't throw your name away like that. You know, give yourself a build-up there.
Well, to tell you the truth, I just never thought about it, Jack.
Oh.
After all, you're the boss, the star.
Yes, of course, of course.
Hey, Benny, I thought I told you to move aside.
Oh, pardon me. Let's stand over here, Don. Well, I'll bet you're raring to go with those commercials, eh, Don?
You bet I am, Jack. I just can't wait until it's time for me to say LSMF, LSMF,
T,
Don. Oh, yes. LSMFT. See, Jack, we've been off the air 17 weeks, and I guess I forgot.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
LSMFT. Yes, sir. You bet. Lucky Strike means, Lucky Strike means,
Don, what happened?
Lucky Strike means, Don, what happened?
No. Don, what's the matter? We'll be doing our show in 6 minutes. Try it again.
LSMFT. Lucky Strike means...
Fine tobacco.
Fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so...
Fully baked.
No, Jack, it's fully picked.
No, it is not.
It's fully packed! Fully packed!
That's it, Don, that's it.
Who's that fellow?
Oh, he sweeps up around here. Take it again, Don.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, so round, so firm, so full of pack, so free and easy on the,
draw.
You draw first. I got you covered, partner.
Who's that?
Some guy who's suing the Lone Ranger.
Oh, yes. I wish they'd stay in their own studios.
So free and easy on the draw. I've got it now, Jack.
Good, but you better rehearse it again. You had me worried there for a minute.
Okay, you can relax, Jackson. The stuff is here.
All right, Phil, listen, we've only got 5 minutes. Now, you better go over your band number right now.
Okay, are you all set, fellas?
Yeah!
All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, root, toot, 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 toot. Hit it! Phil!
What's wrong with you, Jackson?
Wrong with you? You're playing Wayne King's theme song. He was our summer replacement.
Well, why didn't he take the music off the stand?
Phil, your boys ought to know better than to play anything they see in front of them.
That's the most asinine thing I ever heard.
Who's that?
He sweeps up around. Now, go ahead, Phil. Rehearse your own number, will you?
Okay.
Okay. That's enough, Phil. That's enough. That's enough. We're on the air in 3 minutes. They haven't let the audience in yet. Hey, where's our producer? Hey, Ballin.
What is it, Jack?
Look, if we go on the air in 3 minutes, the audience isn't in yet.
Well, Jack, you've got the wrong time. It's only 3 minutes to 3.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I'm the producer. That's my job.
Oh, well, I'm glad we got that settled. Anyway, if we have an hour, I'm going back to my dressing room. See you later, kid. Yum-dum-da-dum, dum-dum-dum, dum. I wonder if two could live as cheaply as... Nah, I don't think so. Ya-da-da-dum-da-dee-da-dum-da-dum-dum-dee-dum. But maybe if one of them doesn't eat so much, the two... Nah, it wouldn't work. Da-dum-dum-dee-da-dum-da-dee-da-dum.
Boss, what are you doing back here?
I have the wrong time. We've got an hour yet.
Oh!
You know, Rochester, I'm really going to have to be on my toes this year. Because there's a great lineup of shows on Sunday. There's Gildersleeve and Following Us as Cast Daily. Then Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
You know, boss, Fred Allen's going to be with Edgar Bergen today.
Fred Allen is going to be with Bergen?
Yeah.
What's the matter? Is Charlie McCarthy sick?
No, Mr. Allen's going to be a guest. And next Sunday he starts his own program.
Allen, his own program? How do you like that? Allen coming back on the air. You know, Rochester, it isn't that I dislike that stinker personally, but... I can't understand why people laugh at his kind of joke.
Me, the boss?
It's a mystery to me why a sponsor would give him a job.
It's hard to understand, ain't it?
Certainly is. I can't figure out why he's such a big success. Can you, Rochester?
No, sir. But then, boss, maybe it's just that our vines have sour grapes.
No, that's not the case with me. I always give credit where I can. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
My name is Bradley, Steve Bradley. I'm a press agent, and I'm just what the doctor ordered for you.
What?
I'm going to make people know you.
Know me? What are you talking about? I'm on the radio. Everybody knows me.
That's just it. They know you on Sundays, but what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
What?
People should be Jack Benny conscious all the time, not just on Sundays. Why, what would happen if the smiling Irishman smiled only on Mondays and was a sourpuss the rest of the week?
Well...
And what a dull gal Porsche would be if she only faced life on Friday.
Yes, that's all very true.
But... I know what's on your mind, Benny. You're wondering if I, Jack, and Steve Bradley, am the man to do your publicity.
Well, you don't have to be nervous.
Now, let me tell you something, Benny. I'm the fellow who made Madman Munch lose his temper. I'm the guy who cut Minute Rub down to 30 seconds. And I'm the man who made B.O. what it is today.
Gosh, you have done a lot of high-class work, but I don't think you can do anything for me.
Why, of course I can. What has B.O. got that you haven't got?
Well,
I'll make the world Benny conscious. I'll have your name on the lips of everybody in America. I'll do as much for you as I did for Sammy Klingenpeel.
Klingenpeel, that name is very familiar, but
I... Yeah, darn right, it's familiar, and only because I made the world Klingenpeel conscious.
I know, but...
Why, 2 years ago, Sammy Klingenpeel was just another orchestra leader, but then I got a great idea. I said, look, Sammy, lots of people have gone over Niagara Falls in a barrel, but you're going over Niagara Falls in a barrel filled with wet cement.
Oh, yes, I remember. Wait a minute, he got killed doing it, didn't he?
Sure, but look at the publicity he got. Gosh, I'll never forget the newspaper space I got on his funeral. 40,000 people attended, and we never even found the body.
That's wonderful, but really, Mr. Bradley, I don't think I need...
Now, look, Benny, you hire me, and I'll make you famous in every part of the world. In the big cities, in the little towns like Schenectady, Joliet, Salinas, Amarillo, Waukegan, South Bend, Kenosha...
Wait a minute. Everybody in Waukegan knows me.
Well, how do you like that? I'm with you 3 minutes, and you're a celebrity already.
Who, me?
Hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe.
Well, look, Mr. Bradley, I've never had a publicity man, so I'll have to think it over. Can I see you after the show?
Why, certainly, you think it over, and in the meantime, I'll go out and order the barrel and the cement.
The what?
See you later.
What a dynamic personality. Maybe he's the kind of a guy I need. How did he impress you, Rochester?
I don't know, but I turned gray and he wasn't even talking to me.
Well, I think he's got something. I'm going to talk to him right after the broadcast. Gee, it's 3 o'clock by my watch. Turn on the radio, Rochester. Let's see what's on.
Okay.
And that concludes our regular Sunday program of popular recordings. The time is now exactly 5 minutes after 5 Pacific Standard Time.
Can you imagine that? 5 minutes after 5. The guy's all mixed up, too. Get another station, Rochester.
Yes, sir.
Oh, careful, Bergen. You've got a frog in our throat.
Yes, so we have. But tell me, Charlie, do you like it here in New York?
Oh, yes, Bergen, I like it. It's fall, but the little flower is always out.
You know, Rochester... You know, Rochester, that Charlie McCarthy is it. Charlie McCarthy? Rochester, it's after 5. I missed my program.
You sure have, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Mary, Bill, where's my producer? Hey, Ballin. This is awful. What do my sponsors say?
Maybe he likes it.
Rochester, stop joking. You think that one person in this company would know what time it is? What am I going to do now? Ladies and gentlemen, having just completed a USO tour through Germany, I feel I'm in a position to tell you how much the boys overseas want and need entertainment. Even though the war is won and thousands of our boys are being brought home and discharged, thousands more will have to remain as occupation troops. The USO has done and is still doing a wonderful job of supplying that entertainment, but it is up to us to provide the funds so they can carry on this great work. So please, ladies and gentlemen, when you are asked to contribute to the Victory Chest in your community, do it generously. Thank you.
National Broadcasting Company. No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. Jack Benny wasn't on. You're welcome. Say, Mabel.
I know what you're thinking, Gertrude.
Yeah.
All those people kill themselves for nothing.